Our first reading today is Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door, and he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. After having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." The second reading this morning is John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go."
We're continuing the sermon series using the image of a butterfly emerging from its cocoon as signs not just of new life, but what the stages of that development can teach us as we as Christians emerge into new life through Christ. Last week, we focused on the invitation to let go of what we are clinging to, and we might accept God's invitation to flight. This week, the emergence is complete, the moment has arrived, and the butterfly launches into a new environment, heights that are now possible through the transformation into what it was always meant to be. It's a new beginning in that life cycle. Which makes it fitting that it's also the scripture for this week, because we're observing two new beginnings later in the service this morning. First of all, we celebrate a baptism which is an entry into God's family and really is a step into new life in faith. Christ's brother or sister, in effect, brought into us. And then we have the confirmation class and their reception into membership. They are ready to take their next step and to fly into what the life of faith is calling them to. I want to talk a little bit about lessons for what we might be called into that come from our two scripture readings today. The first story that was read was a paralytic man who needs to get to Jesus for his healing. The friends who helped him get to Jesus were determined enough to find any way possible for the paralytic man to reach Jesus and be blessed. Not deterred by the crowds blocking the way to Jesus there on the ground level, they actually went to the roof, broke through the roof, and lowered the man down in front of Jesus. Jesus forgave his sins and later in the account heals his paralysis, two separate events, because Jesus was always clear that handicaps are not any sign of God's displeasure with a person or a person's sinfulness. I want to, though, instead focus on the friends and ask, what kind of love did they have for a friend that drove them to be so determined and resourceful to get him in front of Jesus no matter what? They must have had a powerful motivation as well, a vision of what Jesus could do for them to decide to break through a roof to get the man there. There's kind of a similar thing with the image of butterflies I've been using. They have a very brief lifespan, and they have that urgent mission in that short lifespan to spread and to recreate. Caterpillars are developed, new cocoons are made, and the process continues. Continues so well with such determination that after about three or so generations, monarch butterflies have almost traversed the continent from south to north in their migratory groups. I think the helpers of the paralyzed man had that same kind of determination, determined to have him healed after hearing Jesus' acts of healing and driving out evil spirits that had already taken place and recorded in the first chapter of Mark. What once was bound was freed. Like the butterfly encased in a cocoon and then being able to take flight, the man bound to lie on a mat or be carried around was able to pick up his own mat and walk. Jesus proved his authority, demonstrating his power to forgive sins and then also to heal paralysis. We need to be glad for both of those healing acts that Jesus can undertake. And we also need to be glad for the determination of those men who did not let anything stand in the way of their getting help for their friend. They had obviously heard of Jesus. They were aware he was capable of healing. They knew their friend would be transformed if they could only get him to Jesus. Their faith was visible. Authentic faith can always be seen, which is why it was so good to hear the confirmation class talk not just about what they learned, but the service projects that they undertook. And it's so good to know of the service projects that people here in the church undertake, because authentic faith can be seen and should be seen. We aren't saved by what we do, but our beliefs and our faith in Christ drive us to do what is good. Their faith of those men led them to help their friend, and they were not willing to accept anything less than presence with Jesus. They didn't come to observe the crowd. They had not come to see the house where Jesus was so they could tell people later, oh yeah, we saw the house where Jesus was. Their purpose was a healing, and they were inspired to be creative. Faith should inspire us to be creative and to do new things, to break through obstacles that prevent the healing and hope for ourselves and for others. There were four people who lowered the man. The man needed their help. They needed one another's help. So this reminds us that we're unable always to carry loads on our own. And that's something for not only our confirmands, but all of us to keep in mind. And it's part of the blessing of being part of the body of Christ. We do not have to carry a burden alone. We all individually and collectively come together to work, to pray, to serve one another as individuals, and to serve the body of Christ. It's essential that we remain connected. So one message, one question for us is, how are we called, like a butterfly taking new heights, to become daring and creative as we seek to be those who will find ways to bring liberating and healing love to people, which includes breaking down barriers between people? Maybe not literally opening up a roof, but certainly raising a roof to new possibilities where only the sky is the limit. It's where this church is heading. You'll be doing it with the leadership that is here in the pews and with new leadership down the road. I also want us to take a look at Lazarus coming forth from his tomb. You always almost focus on, oh yeah, Jesus brought this guy back to life, and that's a worthy focus. But the process that it involved is also a powerful image. Lazarus was called forth from his tomb. He wasn't able to bring himself back to life. And then it was Lazarus's community that rolled back the stone. Jesus said, roll back the stone. He involved those around who cared about the man. And when Lazarus emerged, Jesus said, unwrap him. It was his community that unbound the funeral cloths, draping his body at Jesus' command. Because our emergence into new life, our emergence into spiritual health, and even into physical health, isn't something we do on our own, but is something communal. So, speaking to our confirmands and to everyone here, let me say, we too can be roof breakers. We too can help overcome barriers that keep people from the healing love of Jesus. We too can be those who roll stones back, remove obstacles in people's lives, sometimes physical, sometimes spiritual. We too can be those who unwrap people in the process of being restored to life, helping them in that process. They don't do it alone. Jesus works through others. Healing is always communal. We can be roof breakers, raising a roof into new ways of moving and being in the world as a community. We can testify that what once was bound has now been freed. So let us boldly look like, act like, and know ourselves to be healed, freed, creative people who ourselves keep moving into the heights of new life in Christ. Amen.